True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I have no say over different elements that could or could not be in the show.
Okay.
And so I'll just tell you right now, when you see me come on the air here, we're going to hit the Octo Box. We've got 8 games in the early window, taking you around all the different cities. And then when we get into it, ladies and gentlemen, it's been more than 250 days since the first full NFL Sunday, but we are back. And 7 hours of Red Zone football starts now.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Well said.
I realize that might be a slight change to some of you, but that's what the catchphrase will be.
Listen,
going forward.
You think that guy's stiff?
Yeah, dude, seriously. Holy,
I know,
dude.
That I'm hard.
I mean, what's he been doing since
exactly.
January 5th?
Stroking to the left, stroking to the right, just a stroking.
You talk about, like, great jobs in this industry. He's got it, man. He really does. He works one day a week. Now, I kid. I know he does more, obviously. But, I mean, he's one of the most important figures, if you will, in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, like, people know who Scott Hansen is because of Red Zone. So, I love it, man. Let's get it going.
Yeah, as I say, that guy is like Billy Squire. You're familiar with Billy Squire?
I think maybe.
Well, everybody, have you heard?
Yes.
Stroke me. Scott Hansen's coming with some commercials now on Red Zone. But I'm not mad about it. I think this was like the inevitable, right? Like,
yeah.
A good thing doesn't last for long.
Right.
Or as Nelly Furtado once saying, why do all good things have to come to an end? Banger. But it's almost like foreshadowing when you started your show and your franchise on of, hey, this is commercial free hour or commercial seven hours of commercial free football starts now. How can we sell this? But again, I thought Carrington made a really good point. There are many opportunities within this program that you can slide in a commercial. And I brought this up earlier about the Royals game, how we all watch the Royals and how many times do we watch it and LeFevre's in the middle of an out of the bottom of the fifth, let's say. And the first guy in the bottom of the fifth gets an out. And here's our friends from State Farm. You still get the action, but the volume dubs over to the commercial. It's 30 seconds right back to the game. There are multiple times when you're watching Red Zone where they put all the scores up and every game is either at halftime or is at the end of the first quarter or is at the 2-minute warning. Perfect time. But I will say, Red Zone's big play is the witching hour. Just leave that alone. Let that play itself out after the witching hour is over. Nobody needs to see the Octo Box of 8 teams kicking off at 3 o'clock, which that never really happens. But nobody needs to see, and we're off in Baltimore. There's the kick. It's in the end zone. They'll get the ball at the 25, and then it goes right to the commercial. So that's where I think they can fit this in. You made a good point, Bob, about
thank you.
Would you pay $25 a year? Because Red Zone is $15 a month. At least
a month.
I'm saying
a month.
Yeah, okay,
this.
A month. $25 a month, but it's commercial free. Or you get it for free and you get commercials. Because we know that there is, what, a charge in Netflix that's different. You can get, like, commercial-free Netflix.
Right, if it goes,
or
yeah,
you can
right.
have the you can pay a little less and you get commercials,
yeah.
And I think the majority of people have the commercials with their Netflix. I don't know that to be a fact. But again, like, that's not a bad idea to have, you know, two
well,
different packages.
Give people the options, right?
Right.
Give people the option. If it really is a point to where the commercials is something that puts you out, which for some people it may be, then you can pay a little bit more. I tend to be one of those people that do pay for conveniences, mm-hmm. right? Oh, upgraded boarding, or we avoid that line here, avoid a fast pass there, and all. Like mm-hmm. I'm one of those guys. I pay for conveniences.
Because you've done it enough. Because,
yeah. And also, you just want what you want at times, right?
Right.
But I'm not willing to pay $25 a month for that when I could get it for $15 and get a couple of commercials in there. Because, again, I think it's important for everybody to know on all this so we get the story right. This is not ESPN. ESPN is a good partner taking the fall on all of this. This is the NFL that set this up. They run the Red Zone. And so mm-hmm. it was going to be inevitable till they got commercials. And I'm all for them making money, because the more money that they make, honestly, at the end of the day, the better it is for the fans, because the more money that they make on the national level from TV, the bigger the salary cap becomes. And that allows you to contain your team and keep your guys here and not have to worry about salary cap implications and all of that kind of stuff. And so you can kind of keep this thing rolling. We should be mad. We should be upset if they start announcing the NFL is out of commercials, right? Mm. Like, the Super Bowl is already sold out, one of the earliest times it's ever sold out. The Red Zone is going to have commercials now. For a fan, it's a really good spot to be in because it allows us to keep our players here. And that's kind of the way that I look at it. I don't look at it as an intrusion at all. I look at it as a benefit for this league to keep moving in the direction that it's moving in and continue to be the best thing that we have going in the United States right now.
Because I don't think I'm out of my element here, Donnie, to bring this up. Both of you guys do not partake in that.
I do. I have.
Oh, do?
Yeah,
okay.
I've only found it the last couple of years because I stopped paying for Sunday
Cody
ticket.
Hates it.
Yeah, it's I like it. But I also know I'm not getting a full feel of what's going. You know the storylines in the NFL, but you really don't know much about the teams when you watch them in the NFL because you are on Red Zone, because you're just watching the highlights all over the place. And so
right.
you don't know who has a good defense at all watching that. So I will always have Red Zone on one of the TVs and then a game,
sure.
you know, on another TV, a
That's
game
fair.
Of my choice, you know,
if
my liking.
If you're dual TV in it, that makes sense. Mac, you're not a huge Red Zone guy. You like to watch the action of the game that, like, you want to watch be featured.
Yeah, I just want to learn more about the teams, and I don't think I can really do that with Red Zone. I don't think it's really watching football, which is fine. Mm-hmm. It's still
yeah.
entertaining. It's still great. People love it. Just not my sort of cup of tea, but I do think we'll look back on this short period in time and be like, what? There was Red Zone without commercials?
Right, yeah,
how
yeah,
did
yeah,
we
yeah,
have
How
this?
Do we have that? So the funny thing about Red Zone is, like, again, I have not really started watching it until the last couple of years. Whenever YouTube took over Sunday Ticket, and I'm like, okay, I'm out. I'm not paying for that anymore. I started with the Red Zone channel, and I had it up there, and I felt like I would come in on a Monday morning and I knew everything about the league. Like, I felt like I was really educated about what went on that Sunday. But you don't really have a feel for what teams are truly good. You can't tell if the Philadelphia Eagles, for an example, have a great defense, or you don't know what the Houston defense is all about. You don't really see the defensive sides of these teams. And so it's all offense. It's all explosive. It's fun. But if you're really wanting to see what these teams are about,
yeah.
it's hard to get a feel for who these teams are. But nonetheless, it's still fun. And you know everything that went on in the league and you saw every big play. And it's fun watching Red Zone. But if you want to know about the teams, it's a little bit different.
He's the only man in history to win a race in a hot dog costume and break national NFL news.
It's baby laugh.
Here's Nate Taylor from ESPN with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. ESPN new sounder there for Nate Taylor, presented by Mark Ferguson. We all make mistakes. Let Mark and his legal team make the best of them. 816-221-1750. We're now joined by ESPN's own Nate Taylor, who joins us here for a preview of the Chiefs in Brazil versus the Chargers. Here we go again, Nate. I know it feels like we just finished the season last year, like yesterday, but on to Brazil, on to the Chargers. What's the one storyline we're not talking about in this game right now?
That's a great question. Yeah, happy to be on with you guys again. What a time for another wonderful season. Look, I think we spent most of the offseason talking about the offense, which is rightly so. So I'm going to pivot and say the defense, right? Can they actually get pressure with four? And mostly, can the secondary hold up? You know, the team doesn't have Justin Reed anymore. You're really relying on Trip McDuffie to kind of be your all-everything cornerback, whether he's going to shadow Ladd McConkey or not. But ultimately, I think the offense will be okay. I think that's a lot of, you know, faith in Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. It's nice that, you know, Isaiah Pacheco is healthy. But I do think there are quite the questions on defense not named, you know, Trent McDuffie and Chris Jones. Obviously, you know, George Karloftis got paid. Can he go up another level? The Chargers are going to be a team that I imagine is going to try to be the more out-physical, the tougher team in Brazil. So it's really going to be interesting to see how the Chiefs do in the trenches on the defensive line. Can they get pressure with four, or does Steve Spagnuolo have to go back to, you know, maybe blitzing to create pressure on Justin Herbert?
You know, it's interesting because I wanted to talk a lot about the young guys on that defensive line. You know, obviously they went heavy in the draft on young defensive linemen. Mike Pinnell is gone. Now Derek Nnadi's back on this team. With the young guys in there, did they feel like they weren't getting enough and that's why they had to bring Nnadi in? Or is it just more of a depth thing? How do you evaluate that entire defensive line as a whole unit?
Yeah, it's tricky. I guess it is a bit of a youth movement because, you know, obviously they invested in Omar Norman Lott, the second round pick, and Ashton Gelati in the third round. Hopefully both of those guys will play, you know, decent amount of snaps in Friday's game. But yeah, I mean, it comes down to, hey, I think Mike Finnell's a better player than Derek Nnadi. I just have to be honest. So maybe the Chiefs know something that we don't know internally. And of course, with Jerry Tillery being your other defensive tackle, I mean, he's more of like, you know, the guy that's supposed to give Chris Jones a couple breathers in the middle of the game as mostly a pass rushing specialist. So I guess Derek Nnadi is going to play the majority of the game at one tech and I guess hopefully hold up against, you know, a pretty good running tandem that the Chargers have. So I think the best case scenario for the Chiefs is, hey, that first 15, kind of like we saw in the preseason finale against the Bears, is just excellent. So the Chiefs are up 7-0 early, and they can sort of dictate the game. And, again, hopefully they can get pressure on Justin Herbert. But I think the biggest question mark kind of is at the defensive line because, hey, this is the first time that we've actually going to see Charles Omenihue on the field for the Chiefs in week one. Mike Dana, is he going to be healthier than he was last year? You know, I think you know what to expect from Chris Jones and George Karloftis, but you need more than just those guys. So this is a weird kind of new collection around those two players, and all those guys need to be effective more so than we saw in the preseason.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the defensive front because I think it's key in this game because I think a lot of people know who Najee Harris is, right, because of fireworks or because they have him in fantasy drafts from the Pittsburgh Steelers in the past. But there's also the rookie – and Omarion Hampton out of UNC. Now, rookie running back, but there's no secret what Jim Harbaugh likes to do. He wants to run the ball 40 times a game and throw it 20 if he can get 60 plays offensively. But is that going to be a combo, or are we going to see more of Omarion Hampton? I mean, I know Najee Harris said he's good to go. They're going to ramp him up. But I feel like the rookie's going to get a big shot on a big stage, and that also gives your defensive line a big shot on a big stage.
Yes, exactly. Najee Harris, I think, will probably start the game, and then they'll see if the rookie can get hot, right? If he can get a couple of chunk plays to loosen up the offense, to give Justin Herbert the ability to go play action, because I think that's actually going to help Ladd McConkey instead of having to drop back on third and long. You know, Najee Harris, I mean, it's fascinating. This is the first time we're going to see him not in a Pittsburgh Steelers uniform, not with a, you know, pretty good, decent offensive line. Of course, we know the Chargers do not have their best offensive lineman. He already got hurt in the preseason. They've had to move Joe Alt from right tackle to left tackle in replacement. So, again, there's no better time to call up some good run blitzes to get Chris Jones to get penetration early to sort of disrupt the run. I got to be honest, guys. If the Chargers get down by double digits, right, let's say 10, 14 points, can Justin Herbert pull them back into the game? When you remove the element of the run, when you remove the ability to have some of these running backs sort of
again, wear down the defensive line in the first game of the season. That's something you always want to be mindful of, is that, hey, these guys have not played the full games yet. It's just been preseason. It's just been training camp. It's a lot easier for defensive players to get tired in the game earlier just because they're trying to react and you're playing at a speed that you haven't played, you know, in since, especially for the Chiefs, since February. So, yeah, at all those things, it's going to be really exciting to see if Najee Harris can, A, see the hole and still be effective, considering that the Steelers basically gave him away and the Chargers were like, well, we don't have a starting running back, and this was, you know, prior to the draft. So they're going to give him a chance, see what he has, and then they'll probably turn to the rookie to see if he has some dynamic ability to him.
Do you view the Chargers, Nate Taylor, as the number one competitor, or is that the Denver Broncos for you in the AFC West this year?
It's still the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Because it is not a, it's not a question really about coach quarterback, because I want to say that, like, coach is pretty much a wash. I mean, it's like pick your flavor between Jim Harbaugh or Sean Payton. Quarterback, I think Justin Herbert's more talented, but I think Bo Nix has more skillful players around him, more guys that have proven it over the last couple years. And the best defense in the league could be the Denver Broncos. So they have the best unit when you look at the four, offense, defense for the Chargers and the Broncos. Again, this is a nice test. It's going to be so unusual, guys, to look back on this game in November, because you got to tell yourself, like, oh, yeah, that's right. It was in Brazil. It was the first game of the season. We didn't know if anyone was, like, good. We didn't even know if, like, again, if Najee Harris could see based on the fireworks accident. So, again, once you get to, like, normal games within the flow of the season, you get tape on one another. You kind of see what teams are trying to do. Good luck against the Broncos defense. That might be the best unit that the Chiefs offense plays this season. And of course, they get them two times a year, both at the back end of the season when, you know, I believe both of those teams will be competing for who sees who wins the AFC West. I think the Chargers are still capable of being a playoff team, but I do think from a top to bottom roster standpoint, I would give the Chiefs quite the favorite, or would make the Chiefs quite the favorite for Friday's game.
It's kind of funny, you've almost spent half your life covering Patrick Mahomes, but what's something you're excited to see with Mahomes this year, coming off a year in which people thought maybe this is where he's starting to drift downward towards, like, I don't know, everybody else in the NFL? Is this a scorched earth type mentality, or is this more of a, hey, I'm just going to get back to my normal self because I actually have somebody to protect for me?
Yeah, see, this is where it gets really fascinating. When it comes to Patrick, he could go one of those two options, Dusty. I really believe it. He could be like, hey, I'm a veteran. What matters is not tonight. What matters is getting us a win and then obviously getting us on the right track. But, of course, I want to be playing my best football. And he has said this quite a bit. I want to be playing my best football in December, January, and obviously peak in February. But I was there, guys. I was there in Arizona to start the 2022 season. His first game without Tyreek Hill, right? I was there. The first game of his MVP season. And, guys, the Arizona Cardinals were his rag doll that he dragged all up and down the field. And so if you're telling me primetime game, solo standout game, international game, divisional game, again, to what you said, Dusty, about, hey, everybody's starting to not really talk about you. You were, quote-unquote, the fifth best player in the NFL last year based on, you know, whatever the NFL's players – poll is. Okay, yeah, you got a new left tackle, and hey, you got a new left guard, and hey, you might be better protected. And again, the Chargers, good, not great. He might do it again, guys. He might throw for like four touchdowns, 300 yards, might make a couple people miss in the open field by doing something crazy in terms of improvisation. Like, I was stunned that Andy gave Patrick pretty much, what, a quarter and a half against the Bears, and it was comical how well he had the offense go up and down the field against the Bears in the preseason finale. So if those plays worked and they executed that well with those plays, well, now we have the whole game plan. Now we've been getting ready for you guys for the past 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
This could be an epic, like, Let me just reshift the conversation back to, yeah, I'm still that guy. So I can see Patrick saying, like, hey, I just want to get a win. But I think deep down, he kind of wants to have a game like it was in week one against the Arizona Cardinals, where it's just like, hey, you guys remember, right? I can do this. all day.
All day long. 35-0 Chiefs. We're on the same page. I love it,
yeah,
mate. Because I feel the same way. Him and Kelsey together, I've referred to this as American Pie, right? This is the American Pie season. Senior year, blow it all out. And I just think they're going to have themselves a time this year, the two of them.
For sure. And again, you have Xavier Worthy, who knows the entire offense, who knows his quarterback. So you're not having to, like, sort of learn as you go in a rookie season. You know, it was not this case last year where the Chiefs will have Hollywood Brown on the field. So he can be an effective weapon against man-to-man coverage. Of course, you have Travis Kelce, the guy you can rely on the most on third down. It sucks that they don't have Rashee Rice because of suspension. But, hey, they've been planning for this for at least the start of training camp where, hey, there's a potential that we might not have you. Hey, Tyquan Thornton, been a revelation in training camp. Can you make two plays, Tyquan, against these Chargers that can help the team move the ball forward, whether that's in the red zone or obviously in the middle of the field as a potential deep threat if you're, you know, one-on-one down the sideline somewhere? So everything's in place outside of Rashee Rice. Again, everybody's healthy outside of Jalen Royals, a rookie, who wasn't going to have a big role anyway. But at the same time, I do get the sense that this offense, if Isaiah Pacheco can return to what he was in 2023, It's gonna be tough for the Chargers if those guys are focused, motivated, and they can spread the ball around with a quarterback who's obviously incredibly gifted. If Pacheco does really, really well, guys, and you have Kareem Hunt in short yardage, well, now instead of Patrick having to, you know, manipulate the defense and operate in third.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
6 and longer, well, all of a sudden now 2nd and 4, anything's available in the playbook, and he has more weapons this time around than he did last year in week 1 going up against the Baltimore Ravens.
That is Nate Taylor, the ESPN's own Nate Taylor, here joining us on Fesco and Dusty. Nate, travel safe, get home safe, enjoy the game, and like you said, let's see us a show from 15 and Red and Company, all those guys on that field. We thank you for the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas, thank you so much.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.